The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Each year, Jesus' parents went to Jerusalem for the feast of Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up according to festival custom. After they had completed its days and they were returning, the boy Jesus remained behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Thinking that he was in the caravan, they journeyed for a day and looked for him among their relatives and acquaintances. But not finding him, they returned to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting in the midst of the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were astounded at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you done this to us? Your father and I have been looking for you with great anxiety." And he said to them, "Why were you looking for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. He went down with them and came to Jerusalem and was obedient to them. And his mother kept all these things in her heart. The Gospel of the Lord. I'm fighting a little something, so I can't be as animated as normal. Why do we celebrate the Immaculate Heart of our Blessed Mother Mary? My brothers and sisters, I believe the primary reason is because the redemption of the world began in her heart. That it was her heart aflame with the fire of divine love that compelled her to say yes to the message of the Archangel Gabriel. And the redemption of the world began in that moment. What is so beautiful is that Our Lady has revealed that in the end it will also be through her heart that the final victory will occur. She said to the children of Fatima, "In the end, my immaculate heart will triumph." I remember St. Louis de Montfort, he wrote in the book True Devotion to Mary, he said, "In the final days, Our Lady will raise up the greatest saints in the history of the world. The victory will take place in and through her children, as God had foretold in the book of Genesis. The final battle through the children of the woman and the children of the serpent." And it's interesting, you look at the times that we live in, and they are undoubtedly an incredibly profound Marian age. And you look at the saints, especially of the last century, St. Therese, St. Faustina, Maximian Kolbe, Padre Pio, John Paul II, Mother Teresa, every single one of them is entirely Our Lady's. Right? She's raising up these great, great saints, arguably some of the greatest in the history of the Church. You look at all the apparitions, Fatima, Lourdes, and others all throughout the world. Our Lady is doing something incredibly special in our times. And my brothers and sisters, what is it about the heart of Our Lady that allows people who draw close to her to become great saints? The Gospels say more than once, actually 3 times, Our Lady kept all these things in her heart. No one pondered her Son like Our Lady did. Nobody knew the mysteries of our Lord Jesus Christ as his mother. So when we draw close to Our Lady, she opens her heart to us and we come to know her Son like never before. And no one can know him as profoundly as in and through Our Lady. That's why the closer we draw to her, the more we become like her Son, and the more we come to know him, and the greater the saints we will be. Pope John Paul II, he said, St. John Paul II, he said, "Mary is the model of divine love, the perfect model of divine love." And so in and through her heart, that victory will occur because the final victory will be one of love. It will be the extension of the love of Christ on the cross brought forward to the end of time. And that love will be found in the hearts of her children. And so it will be in and through their divine love, which conforms them to Christ, our Lord Jesus Christ working in and through them, that will bring about the victory. So we ask our Lord on this day. I oftentimes think that our Lord, he must have taken refuge in the heart of his mother over and over and over. I would bet you that every time he was tired after a long journey, you know, he got away from the apostles, that he would just come and lay his head in the chest of his mother, just to rest there in someone who loved him with a perfect love. May we imitate our Lord and take our refuge in the heart of his mother. And let's ask him to love her as he loved her.